Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, we're on this. We're getting better.
Bad. One messing us up.
Battle's the outlier. All right, so hey, this is a exclusive mini-sode that I have for you. Now, I am what some may call a internet meme historian. I love internet memes, and especially love things that turn out one thing one way and then turn into a meme out of just sure asshattery. So now, I am on Twitter, and I just like to follow, like, drama on Twitter. And also, that's where I get, unfortunately, that's where I get a lot of news from, because a lot of news breaks on Twitter, too. So now, earlier this year, a black trans woman reportedly went missing on Twitter, and everyone was on high alert, because the rate of, like, black trans deaths and assaults are super high in America, and that's fucked up. So when this woman went missing, everyone was like, we gotta find her. But turns out she didn't go missing. This is all made up for clout and money.
No.
Yep. This is about the hashtag find Psy. So now I just want to preface this by saying, like, the surge of transgender, like, violence against trans people in the United States has passed a really grim milestone. In the last 7 months, the number of trans people suspected of being murdered has, like, shot up between 2019 and 2020. And transgender people, especially black and Latino transgender women, are the ones who are most, like, affected and faced when it comes to violence and shit like that. Which is why when this woman went missing, everyone wanted to find her, give aid, and do whatever they can to resolve this or get answers. So now, on February 17th, Twitter started to rally together to find Psy Landing, who allegedly went missing in Connecticut, Ohio. The hashtag find Psy was seen, and it was a good way to track the whole situation. Because I remember I was following it in real time as sort of like the evolve and like the scam came forward. And I was just like, oh my God. Oh no, the tea. The tea is hot. So now, the early hours of February 17th, it all started when this woman posted a video hiding in the basement saying, like, you know, I'm in danger, help me, find me. And then that was it. The video cut, like a 30-second video. And then after that, another page retweeted it saying that Psy, a young black trans woman who is at an increased risk of violence, has been kidnapped and in Connecticut, Ohio. On their Instagram page, they posted a quick video in a dark basement saying that a tall 40 to 50 year old Latino man have taken them and to please help. So after that, a GoFundMe page popped up and it was shared on social media to help, you know, find Sai, which at first people were like, why are we raising money to, she just went missing. Why are we raising money? Shouldn't we be like, shouldn't the police be getting involved?
Right.
So that was very sus. So then the page was titled Help the Black Trans Woman FFS SRS in Survival. And it gained $50,000 total. And to date, when I last checked, like a couple weeks ago, it had reached 60K, but it's like shut down. Oh, it's still up, but they're like no longer accepting money. And it topped off at over 60K. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, although the page is being shared, the donation and messages included like hopes to find her, the page wasn't like, they backdated it, and it was something else before it was Find Sai. So it was a completely different donation page, and just changed the name over. So now, as the search is still happening, hundreds of people in LA and Ohio were calling the police because they're like, hey, someone's missing. People were scouring the internet looking for clues between like people in LA and Ohio, because she also lived in LA at the time too, and just to see what they can do. You have like people, Instagram celebrities, advocating to like find her. People were like hitting the streets to like just get any information. And some people were getting suspicious when looking into the GoFundMe, because they couldn't surmise what the money was going to. And trying to ask the people who created it, they were never getting any answers to what the money is actually for and why we need 60K to find her.
And that's such a bummer, because like direct actions, like my favorite way to like donate money to anything,
it's like, right to the source.
Exactly. It's so good, and you don't have to worry about like a big organization mismanaging it. You know, like you just like, I know this like community organizer's Venmo, and they're like, hey, we're trying to buy stuff today for this.
We're doing a Belfond donate, and it's like,
yeah, that, oh man. And it hurts so much to hear, because, you know,
I hate to see it.
You know, black and brown trans women are such a target, and I'm going to let you finish before I say anything, but yeah. I'm guessing it wasn't legit.
So now, Sai herself was a regular Twitter user, and she had actually shared this page before it was changed over on January 30th. And it was initially created on January 18th, 40 days before the whole hashtag started. And on a deleted Instagram video on Sai's own Instagram page days after the hashtag blew up, she said, hey, so everything got blown out of proportion. I'm fine. Thank you so much for the messages and support, but everything's good. Thank you. And the internet said, hold the fuck up.
I'm sorry? Excuse me?
What do you mean? Everything got blown out of fucking proportion. So now everyone's like freaking out. It's been like a week, and we're all like, you just raised 60K, and you're saying, what happened? What happened to you? On Twitter, her roommate actually said that Sai has been found and will be returning home. And the caption also read, update, I was just told that Sasha, that's her real name, is okay, will be flying back to LA tomorrow. I just got off of FaceTime with her. We talked, she's fine, I'm a close friend of hers, and I'm reassured that she is no longer in any danger and will be in California tomorrow. Then at this same time, while this is all blowing up, Sai's sister started like spilling the tea on everybody. She told everyone that not only is Sai safe, that she never was in any danger, she never was missing, and that this was all a scam. And that she has a long history of making fake GoFundMes to get money to live in hashtag influencer lifestyle.
Ooh.
Yeah. So now Twitter just blew up in heat and it was on fire, with people saying that the whole thing was fake. You got people saying that the whole thing was real. You got people still trying to like bring awareness to say, all right, well, this was fake, but hey, black and, you know, brown trans people are still at risk. You know, let's just like keep focusing on our energy on, hey, that this is still a thing, even though this one person scammed us, does not think that all these incidences are fake. Then you have like other people saying the sister's lying and she's just like transphobic. So like everyone's fighting, and it's building and building and building, until finally Sai herself drops a 40-minute long apology video.
I mean, yeah. She wants to be an influencer. I guess that's the way to do it.
The way to do it, yeah. And it was like, I watched the video too. It was like the exact same, like a white backdrop, bare face, no makeup, you know, hair pulled back so you seem relatable on the floor. Like, it's a real one of those real, like, James Charles.
Everybody knows that poor people don't have chairs. You have to sit on the floor.
You have to sit on the floor, yes. Because if you're poor, we don't have bed frames. We're all on the floor here.
Unless you're Jeffree Star and you're doing an apology video, then you've got to have your multi-million dollar mansion in the background.
on your bougie couch in like a Louis Vuitton robe.
Yes.
So now in her video, she reportedly acknowledged that she made mistakes and apologized to those who came together to try to find her. And she specifically apologized to Black trans and Black women, saying that, hey, sorry that I made us all look bad, basically. She said that, I knew it was wrong, and I am disgusted at pretending to be kidnapped. Then went on to explain why they faked their kidnapping. She said that, I'm not going to come to you crying and asking for forgiveness, because I don't need your forgiveness. I don't need anyone's forgiveness. I just need to clear my name and say my part.
Ooh.
She explained that the lack of support she had as a child in their family had like twisted her understanding of affection in some ways, and that she also said that she faked this, that her faking this doesn't like take away the validation from Black trans women out there. And then she further on apologized to those who got dragged into the saga, saying that, you know, sorry that this happened to you, but I did what I did. That's it. Then when people started to bring up the whole GoFundMe thing, she said that the money in the campaign was started back in January, and she just changed the name over to continue funding herself to live her lifestyle, and that she will be disabling it soon, which she never disabled. And that the fundraiser was initially created for a cosmetic modification surgery, and she just wasn't getting enough money for that, so she decided to fake a kidnapping to raise the amount of money that she wanted to get her surgeries done.
Is she getting any charges?
No. Not at all.
What?
So, no. Wait. Question. The police actually investigate this?
So they started an investigation because all the people coming and calling in LA and Ohio, an investigation was started, and police were actually following the whole Twitter saga too.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, if the police never actually got involved, then I could see how maybe she wouldn't get charged, even though it's shitty, but like, if they are,
It was started, but like, nothing, like, boots didn't actually hit the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, I wonder if there were any, like, 6-foot-tall Latino men in Ohio that got, like,
I hope not.
Stopped and searched and questioned over this lie.
Yeah.
So now, after hours of being called out, her apology video was taken down off Twitter and YouTube, and then her account was unavailable. She deleted her account and just left the internet completely. And, that's the saga of Fine Sai, a woman who just wanted to get cosmetic surgery, so instead of traditionally going out and trying to ask people for fundings, decided to fake her kidnapping. And it took her money and ran.
Well, and, you know, set the whole
Twitter
movement back.
Yeah.
60K and, like, a ton of goodwill.
Yeah.
Imagine what that 60K could have done when given to the right organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to use that 60K to, like, change her face so nobody recognizes her anymore.
Is GoFundMe gonna let her keep the money?
Well, so I checked a couple weeks ago, and like, the account was still up. It just wasn't taking donations anymore. So I don't know if she's, because this is like just happened. So I don't know if she's unable to get the money, and if I don't know. I'm assuming that people were reporting it, because I saw that on Twitter too, that they're reporting it to GoFundMe. But GoFundMe hasn't, like, stepped in and taken it down yet.
I don't think that's petty to try to get it taken down.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, like, the whole issue of taking it down is, like, because it was something else and she just changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
If she could just argue that, like, well, it was for, like, cosmetic surgeries.
Yeah. Or, like, only accepting donations, like, after the date of the... Or, like, getting rid of those donations after the date of the kidnapping fake.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Shit's wild. But hey, don't be shitty on Facebook. On Twitter, please. Because guess what? Yeah. They will find you out. You would not be able to hop.
You know, I'm really surprised, like, when people try to pull stuff like that, especially, like, with everything that happened with Reddit and the Boston bomber. Like, they'll find your shit, you know?
They would dox you in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, and they're going to, like, dox 6 wrong people way, too.
Well, yeah, there's always going to be collateral damage. Hey, take that GoFundMe money, give it to the people who were, like...
Yeah. Man.
It was her sister. Her poor sister, man. She was just trying to, like, warn people that her sister's a scammer and got called a transphobe for it.
I was going to say, like, yeah, I hope they're doing okay and they're not, you know, just destroyed from the internet now.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a fight. She's like, I'm not transphobic. I love my sister, but the bitch is a scammer.
Well, and, like, I can respect people who, like, require scams to, like, live and stuff like that. Like, I get it. But can scam we just not co-op, like... movements that, like, are really hard.
If you're gonna scam people, go scam a sugar daddy. Go get, like, a nice, rich sugar daddy.
Find yourself a good APEG to buy you shit.
OnlyFans, man.
Yeah.
Or just go on, there's like, if you go on Instagram and I look up, like, pretty girls on Instagram, their comment section is full of old, creepy men.
Yeah.
Just, like, click on one of their profiles and send them some feet pics for some cash.
Or, like, Chris, yell at them in a video because they seem really into that shit too. Humiliate them.
Yeah. Oh, get that really, head, get that bread and leave.
Yeah. Period. But yeah, that's my mini-sode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I love internet shit like this.
Because this is a very, like, Bad Girls Club mini-sode.
This is very on brand for me. Oh. But yeah, but hey, thanks for being here. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Time now for your latest weather forecast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I deleted all the pictures of you I had on my Instagram. You can't see it in my dreams, I hold you close just like I wish I can. It's late at night, I know you're gone, and I can't sleep cause you moved on. I wish I tried, but you're with someone else tonight. Oh, why do we end up broken? Started, tried to make it all okay.
flipping channels, but my mind is watching slideshows of our memories. It's late. Try, 'cause maybe you'd be here tonight. Maybe you'd be here tonight. Oh, why do we end up broken hearted? Oh, running right back to where we started. Try to make it all okay, but the end is still the same. Oh, why do we end up broken hearted?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.